Hello and welcome to my podcast. This is my first episode. I'm very excited. I have yet to know what I want to name this podcast because it is just the beginning of a very big project, hopefully, for me in the future. But for now, I'm just going to call it the Pink Podcast because that's my favorite color. And I just want to talk about things that I think are very concerning and at least areas I find interesting, like today's topic is about film and Latinas in film and their portrayal. And today I'm going to have my partner talking with me. He wants to stay anonymous, so we're going to respect that. But he's just going to join me in conversation. And so now we're just going to jump into it and get started. So over the last few years that I have been in college, I have mainly taken interest in both film and Chicano. And I have found that both majors actually intertwine very well together. And from that, I have gathered another interest, which is the portrayal of specifically women in media. And of course, I identify more with the Latina representation in media. So for a few years now, it has been like a field that I have wanted to take more interest in and wanted to study more in. And now I finally get the opportunity with this topic. And while I do want to give you guys a little bit of history, first, I do want to ask my partner today what he knows about Latinas in media and what he has seen and the image that he has had while he has grown up and how he has seen that change throughout time. So it's just mainly, when you see a Latina in media, what do you think? Like, what's the first thing you think of?
A good question. Me being also a Latino identifying mm-hmm. person as well, I have grown around in a household, you know, where, like, you know, you watch TV, you watch, you know, Univision, Telemundo, you know, like all those, you know, like telenovelas, sitcoms, movies and such that do portray a woman in a certain way, as you were mentioning before. Mm-hmm. And I have caught a glimpse of it here and there. And it took me a while to realize because, you know, I'd see these images as a little kid, you know, mm-hmm. like as a little kid, you don't really, your brain doesn't function that well. Well, not necessarily function well, but your brain is too young to kind of know, you know, what you're looking
at.
Grasp on that image, you know, that these movies and sitcoms and, you know, other platforms of media mm-hmm. are portraying these women as, you know. And, you know, you come to realize that they are, you know, hypersexualized mm-hmm. and whatnot. Like, for instance, you know, like, I forgot the movie, but there's a scene and it's Salma Hayek, you know, and she's like undressed and, you know, like,
there's so many movies
of her specifically,
her,
you know,
doing
I'm always seeing, and the crazy thing is it's always Salma Hayek or like, you know, like those
Penelope Cruz.
You know, like those,
and she's not even Latina. Like,
yeah, it's crazy, right? Like I was.
We'll talk about that later, but keep going.
As I was saying, like me personally, I've seen like a lot of like Salma Hayek in mm-hmm. movies, and how she's like super like hypersexualized mm-hmm. and deemed as this, you know, like this feisty, you know, mm-hmm. like fierce, spicy, you know, spicy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy spicy.
It's always,
you know, like
yeah,
it's a taste.
Like a pepper.
It's not a taste. It's a person. You know.
Yeah.
It's not like like I said, like they're portraying it like hypersexualized, you know, making them seem like, you know, like they're too much to handle. They're mm-hmm. they're
bad tempers
and mm-hmm. whatnot. You know, like also deemed as, you know, incompetent of, you know,
controlling their feelings, very emotional. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like they're always seen as that, and you know mm-hmm. they make it a bad thing, you know, and ultimately mm-hmm. it creates that negative stigma mm-hmm. that leads to a stereotype too of Latina women in general. So yeah, like there's a lot, but the mm-hmm. only thing that I could come up off my head is Salma Hayek, because she's one of the more like
prominent
figures in mm-hmm. Latinx, specifically Latina mm-hmm. Film and media.
When you were talking about being a little kid and watching just over-sexualized women on TV, especially, like, sitcoms, it just made me think of, like, actual, like, Latinx, like, Mexican TV providers or, like, broadcasts where they would show like shows like we were talking about this once, like Laura Pico and stuff like that, where it's like that was a skit show, and randomly in the interludes they would put naked women or like very exposed women, and it was like that had actually nothing to do with the actual subject matter or the jokes of the show. Like the jokes were also over sexualized, but all that sexualization was more to just get the attention of the audience. So like as much as we're going to discuss that happens in like Latinx representation in America, it's such a big problem in Latin America in general. Like being both the like this borderlands, this frontera, some Gloria and Saldúa, ni aquí ni allá, like how Chicanos grew up, like you and me. Mm-hmm. We experience both the sexualization of Latinas in general from both sides, and it's both the Mexican media and the American media. So it's like, especially for women, because it's also prevalent in men, and we'll get to that when we talk about like old Hollywood actors, Latinx ones, but it's from both sides, and nobody gets a chance to even breathe. And if you look at the writers' rooms, you walk in, it's just all men, and usually that's where that sexualization comes in, because that it's them fulfilling their fantasies and then putting them on screens, and then hoping that then those women would take on to that representation and also fulfill those fantasies in real life, which is a very real unrealistic jump. But it's to the point where it has damaged the insecurities. Well, it has caused insecurities and damaged the self-esteem of Latinas throughout, like over the years since media has been prevalent. Because they don't look like the images that they see, because they didn't look like actresses like Dolores del Río, they didn't look like Lupe Veliz, they didn't look like Salma Hayek, like we were talking about. But yet, that high expectation to look like it, because that's the only image we have been seeing constantly. Okay, so now, if we could transition into the old Hollywood Latinx representation. We were talking about Salma Hayek, and you brought up Penelope Cruz. Yes, she is a modern actress, but a very important idea was brought up that she represents a bunch of these tropes, these common tropes that have been occurring within Latino representation, but where the problem lies is that she's actually of Spanish descent. So she's actually portraying this image of this woman that she's not actually in real life. Because she fits that brunette, pouty lip, voluptuous body kind of stereotype, they outsource and use essentially a white woman to play a Latina because she looks the part. Same with like the show that we've binged together, that show On My Block. The first season, there was this character named Olivia, and she was played by a white actress. And it was later found out that not only was she a white actress, but she was a Trump supporter. And her, she even confessed that her manager had said for her to wear something red, keep her hair brunette. And this was a very interesting note, by the way, that the manager made, was to speak louder, but not in a confident way, just in generally just louder, because there is this trope centered around Latinas in general as well, that they're just loud and obnoxious and rowdy, as well as violent and hot-blooded and just with this constant temper like we were discussing. So nowadays we still see that image of white women taking on the role of Latinx women, but it has been happening since like the 1920s, since the film has developed. And back then, not gonna lie, that is something you expect because of the way they prefer these women due to colorism. They of course chose the wider looking actresses because they were safer for like white audience consumption. Mm-hmm. And they weren't as threatening. Of course, yes, it says in the description of what a perfect Latinx woman would be in these tropes is with tan skin, but they are, if anything, white with tan skin. Like I was saying, there are other actresses like that of the most famous one, the Brazilian bombshell. Her name is Carmen Miranda, who was, of course, of Portuguese descent, but posed as a Brazilian. She was another form of, well, another actress that took the form of outsourcing and took the role of a Latina in order to portray those stereotypes and put them in the forefront. A lot of these times, these women didn't really find it in themselves to stand up for themselves because, of course, they gained fame and fortune from being these prevalent figures. But there were some that spoke out, like that of Rita Moreno. She was in, most famously, The West Side Story. And she played many other roles after that. But she had a 7-year lull, which was very interesting, for speaking out about the roles that she was being given after West Side Story. She didn't work for 7 years after that because she was standing up for herself. But other than the current role she has now in One Day at a Time, only West Side Story has been her other more notable one because of that long pause she had after being basically blackballed for speaking out against being reduced to just the stereotype or just the mold for all the other Latinx women that came before her. She just didn't want to also be morphed into that. Not like that of the Cuban fireball, like Estelita Rodriguez, not like Rudolph Valentino, who was an Italian man. Like we were going to mention, we were also going to talk about the men. Here's time to talk about the men. Rudolph Valentino was an Italian man who posed as a Latin man. He was the original, actually, the Latin lover. He was in movies like The Seek. He was this just sultry looking man, mysterious looking man, just another form of sexualization for people of color. But it wasn't actually a person of color. Like I was saying, white people love to sexualize people of color, but only if they look safe enough for white consumption. So, because I just went off on a rant, I'd love to hear from my partner and to see what he would have to say about what we just discussed and the colorism that was prevalent not only back then but is heavily prevalent now.
Yeah, well, I feel like, yeah, like you touched upon like a really like a really important subject that not a lot of people kind of like tend to grasp to a lot, because these kind of like these images have been embedded in our heads and embedded mm-hmm. in, you know, like our, you know, like the societal standards of beauty, you know, a lot of components play into that, you know, like it's hard to kind of realize it until you really talk about it in depth, like, you know, we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like I agree with you 100% on that, especially when you mentioned the Carmen Miranda, which is someone I was going to bring up before you brought it up, but it's cool though. It's all good though, but yeah, yeah, like it's just crazy to think, and then on top of that, like I'm not sure if you mentioned this, mm-hmm. but while you were discussing about, you know, like fake Latinx people posing uh-huh. as Latinx, but uh-huh. they're really like, you know, from European descent
white,
you know, white.
I mean, there's white Latinx, but the thing is, these people aren't even Latinx. And second of all, stop casting only white Latinx. Like at this point, it's just uncomfortable. It's 2020.
Mm-hmm. Right, like I was saying, something I wanted to point out specifically in the music industry, you know, with like mm-hmm. Latino music, you know that culture being, you know, becoming a pop culture and, you mm-hmm. know, worldwide, you know, mm-hmm. in that spectrum, and specifically, you know, like reggaeton specifically her name, the person named Rosalia,
oh my gosh, I hate her so much.
who poses as a reggaetonera, or however you want to call it, as someone who is in touch with the Latino culture, as mm-hmm. reggaeton has components of Latino culture as well as Afro culture as well, you know, mm-hmm. a combination of both.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of crazy to think about it. It's ironic and it's kind of funny because she is neither or. She is mm-hmm. not of mm-hmm. Afro descendant mm-hmm. and much less Latin mm-hmm. Latinx descendant as well. And mm-hmm. it's kind of crazy to think that she poses as this Latina. And she even puts the accent in her music too, mm-hmm. you know, trying to pose as like somebody who
is like Dominican or from the
Caribbean, because mm-hmm. that's where, you know, reggaeton kind of originated from.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy to think, but, you know, like, you look at her, you know, background, she's Spanish white girl from yeah. Spain, literally, yeah. the, you know, and it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of disappointing to look at that because, mm-hmm. you know, like, she has a lot of supporters and a lot of her supporters don't realize.
Or the Latinx community.
Or the Latinx community at times, you are correct, at times, mm-hmm. You know, fail to kind of realize the imposter she kind of portray herself to be, that she yeah. is, you know, portraying herself as somebody she isn't, and all for clout. They do it all for clout, man. And it's sad, you know, like it's kind of funny to say it that way, but mm-hmm. honestly, realistically speaking, it really is like
that. It's a serious problem because it does go into representation, like we were saying, there's this all this over sexualization, all this colorism of that women face through media, and yes, it's in film, we see it all over TV, but it's also, like my partner was mentioning, in the music industry, like 100% with Rosalia. Hate is a strong word. I apologize for saying hate. I just strongly dislike her because, like my partner was saying, reggaeton comes from Afro-diasporic like origins. It was a very prevalent, like, just form of music for Afro-Latinos, and it's now it has to just be respected. It is a very prevalent art form now in just the Latinx community, but give credit where credit is due and respect it. Something that when white artists, not just only white Latinx artists, but just white reggaeton artists, they just want to come in and also contribute to the genre, but they don't pay homage or respects or even watch their boundaries when dealing with that subject matter, because yes, while you may be a part of that genre, that music genre, you aren't technically part of that culture, so you should tread lightly and respect it, which is just also what a lot of writers within like TV and film also don't realize, because it's mainly white writers writing for people of color, like, and that's why they try to write the characters as realistic and as relatable as possible, so they tend to overstep and play into stereotypes too heavily, but that's because it's a white person trying to write these parts of that belong to people of color. Of course, we've already argued this so many times, just hire the people of color to write those same parts. Of course, Hollywood is stubborn. Hopefully that happens. We keep hoping that it's gonna happen. We are taking baby steps, which is where I kind of want to like end the conversation within the next few minutes, our last topic for the night, where I just want to discuss how the where we're gonna end up for Latinx representation. No other little nice way to sugarcoat it. Especially with COVID right now, a lot of us, like Latinx filmmakers, including myself, have our momentum has slowed down. Not only because, like I said, COVID, but also we already had it rough to begin with any platforms. There are small communities, like shout out to Undocu Cinema, who not only provides a platform for Latinx writers and filmmakers, but also undocumented Latinx writers and filmmakers. But, like, exactly, where are we going to end up after this? Because, like, we already slowed down momentum, and the ball was just rolling, and we were barely gaining our roles and our accolades and our credit and writing our parts in for ourselves. But now with this, it's like, I want to know what you think. Like, where do you think we're going to end up with representation within the next few years?
In terms of representation, I mean, given the circumstances we're in right now, like amidst COVID, not only that, like mm-hmm. racial tensions as well.
That's a very good point.
In an era where, you know, like these things shouldn't be happening already. Mm-hmm. It's already, you know, an advanced society we live in.
That's a very
scary we could, you know, like, you know, it disappoints me, you know, like the U.S. is spending shit ton of money on, you know, like just government shit, you know, like guns and over militarized weapons that they use against the public that mm-hmm. they deem that they claim to defend and protect. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy to realize how they spend a shit ton of money there to fix those problems.
But they don't
go to that extent of, hey, like, what can we do to alleviate
and help these communities
yeah. fight against these social injustices? Because, mm-hmm. bro, I'm pretty sure this country is not that stupid to know that this shit is still going on. And it seems like they want to play
They just want to play dumb. It's just more like, out of sight, out of mind. It's not their problem. So, like, they just think it's ours, but, like... Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Right.
Like, we deserve rights to representation, to space, to we take up space, to...
Especially in a country where people of color resided here first, brown people mm-hmm. resided in first. And it's kind of crazy to think how over time that changed, you know? And, like to answer your question, you know, that I honestly don't really know what the representation of us is going to be, because it changes over time, as you could, mm-hmm. you know, see from, like, what, 1942, when Christopher Columbus came, to the 1960s of the Civil Rights Movement, up until 2020,
mm-hmm.
where there's still, you know, police and racial tensions mm-hmm. going on and arising in poor communities of color, like, specifically in Black and Latinx communities. And it's been kind of, like, oppressing us from achieving that level of representation we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main issue that needs to be targeted. And given this, like I've said, and I kind of said it, like, I feel like mm-hmm. I've said this 3 times, given the state we're in right now,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't look really promising.
No.
Unfortunately. But, you know, like, it's always good to have a hopeful mindset.
Mm-hmm.
But when you face the reality of things right now, like, it doesn't seem like it's going to get there. But it's always, you know, like, I don't want to sound, like, corny and say that bullshit, like, oh, like, yeah, like, if you just try hard, it'll be better in the future. It's
we've
not...
We've been trying hard
we've
for
been
generations.
Trying. We have been, and that's the issue. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, to what extent? And what,
like, at what what's cost it gonna for take? Us?
And what's it going to take? Because we've been putting in the work. Mm-hmm. But obviously, it seems to be that us putting in all that work isn't enough. So we obviously need that help from our, you know, like, from our counterparts. Which, unfortunately, you know, has been... an issue right now, because mm-hmm. we're having issues getting along with one another. So that's for racial tensions, which is why I'm saying it's hard to tell right now, given,
like, that circumstance. The current state.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If it weren't for COVID, however, I would think the ball would continue rolling, but the momentum, of course, would probably still be slow, for the reason that more Latinas are being cast, a few more are being added to the writers' room, but the thing is, not enough are being the creators, the showrunners are being the heads in the writers' rooms. Like, that's more where it matters, because yes, they're in that room, but how often are they going to be listened to? Like, yes, they're in those roles, but it's white Latinas. Like, we only see one dimension, one angle, and, like, guess what we say? Oh, more. So it's more representation. Basically, what you're giving us is more, but it's more of the same. It keeps being more of the same sexualization of the white Latina in just different forms. It goes from, like, the petite, calm one in some country westerns, and, like, the 1940s, it also goes from in 1920s, a spicy, over-sexualized Latina, and then in the 1970s, around the time of Terminator, we start getting the strong, but yet still, like, hypersexualized Latina just wants to, supposedly wants to just be taken over by a man. Like, that's the whole stereotype, that they just want to be dominated by a man. Like, that's how ridiculous the stereotype has gone. And that's how far the sexual fantasies of these white men writing these roles have gone, to the point where they represent these Latina women like this in these films. And then it's gone into, like, yes, 1990s, we get, like, movies on icons like Selena, and then we get J-Lo, and we get, like, this idea of, like, oh my gosh, like, this perfect Latina who brings just, like, this spice and flavor to men's lives. And that's where we started seeing goofy sitcoms with Latinas just, like, riding around with a white man, carrying them around, teaching them how life could be better if they just follow them. And it's just another version of that same fantasy over and over again. It has morphed into different eras, and it has matched these eras as time has changed, but the same exoskeleton of this form has not changed, like, at all. Hopefully some of us can go on the forefront and change that, but we shall see. Okay, but that is all for tonight. So I'd like to thank my partner for being my first guest, and hopefully this could be something I do more in the future. Just a small little project to start out now, but I'm really excited to see what this could turn into. Okay. Have a good night.